This is RSP and the Update, episode 264, recorded Friday, July 9th, 2010. We're all emo now. Hello, everybody. Lord Steemo, who's going to be called Steemo this week, is here. He won our birthday contest last month, and he was away bouncing about in Europe, so he's here this week to fulfill his obligation, well, probably ambition, of being an RSPB Update guest.
Hello.
And yeah, it seems like a while since we had that competition.
Yeah, and that's Chief Snake, who is called Brad or Bradley or I don't know, but we'll just call you one of those names. Yes. Hi. Okay, love story. You know, it was only a matter of time before RuneScape did something like this. That is a love story kind of thing, so this is the quest that is the next chapter in the Wise Old Man series. For anybody who didn't read the development blog last month, the quest came out sooner than expected, I'd say. I wasn't expecting it.
That's right.
Soon.
I was thinking, haven't we already discussed this?
Yeah, it was last month.
It's because of the name. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it'd be like end of the year 2010.
Yeah. So, of course, this is going to talk. This is a quest that starts out in a barn northeast of Drainer Village because this crazy old woman stole. What's her name? Maggie? Is that her name?
Something like that.
Maggie.
Mabel.
Mabel.
Yeah.
Okay. Mabel. I'm not sure where I got Maggie from, but anyways.
Yeah, Mabel.
So the crazy old woman stole Mabel's ring and scared Mabel enough that she went to go hide in a sack, which Chief didn't see.
Yeah, I went back to give her the ring afterwards. She wasn't there.
I couldn't find the old lady.
From me in a sack.
Yeah, you know, that must have been a pretty big sack because I don't know any kids who would fit in a sack, you know, and even if they did, that probably wouldn't be a good thing. But anyways.
Yeah, I mean, come on, emo.
Emo? What do you mean by emo?
Well, that's what I was thinking of her pretty much when I saw her. It's like, oh, what a pathetic quest.
How did you even get a ring up there?
Yeah, it didn't make much sense. But, I mean, it's not teaching anyone much. Considering James' target audience, it's only manifesting their teenage angst. And
yeah, that's true. We'll get to that.
I don't know. I'm reading far too much
into this. Swan Song Requirement, Recipe for Disaster Saving Sir McVarsi. I don't know. Anybody know why that's a requirement?
I have no clue.
That's a really good point. I forgot about that. Yeah, that didn't seem like one.
Was the wise old man involved in it?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. You also need 77 magic, 68 construction, 68 smithing, and 67 crafting. They say this marks the highest quest requirements ever, so we're gradually getting up there. It's classified as a Master Quest, which I guess is fitting with the new definition of Master compared to
really?
Grandmaster. Yeah. You didn't find it very hard, did you?
No. It was very simple, very short.
Yeah. What about you, Steemo?
I found it really easy, except for the boss. I kind of died at it, but we'll get to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you know, it's in a player-owned house, so you really didn't die, because, you know, player-owned houses are considered safe areas, right?
It's not safe in this one.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's not safe.
I know, but I mean, it's not like a real death, you know?
Oh, I've died on many quests. I don't try to pretend that I haven't died like you.
Still maintain that that doesn't count. But, right, so after you realize that Mabel's ring has been stolen, you go talk to the wise old man, because it turns out the person who stole it was the wise old man's old love acquaintance, and it just so happens that because of how their relationship ended, he wants to get back at him, so it makes sense that you two should team up to do this.
Oh, I'm looking up the guide to a recipe for disaster, and you do talk to the wise old man about strange creatures, so maybe the thingamagawatt, whatever it was called at the end, I might have to do with it.
Oh, maybe. Very small reference, though.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't see why they would go after that.
Okay.
It'd be interesting to do all these quests in succession, the quests that you require for it, so that you get a better idea of the chronology of it.
Yeah. So after that, basically, it turns out that you need to break into his old house, which this woman has taken over, and your objective is to kill her. That's the sole objective of the quest.
It's so loving.
Yeah.
I know. Hey, it sounds like something that would be featured on one of those crime shows, you know?
Yeah.
But
what a violent game we play.
Well, no, it's just the wise old man that's violent.
Yeah, not that he's employing you to help him kill his lost love or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's only the wise old man.
So basically after that, you have to hack a teleport tablet to get into the house with the wise old man, and then you build this little robot thing to search out all the traps in the dungeon, make your way to the throne room, and then you and the wise old man take her on, and then now is the point when we say spoiler warning ahead for those of you guys who don't treat RSPM the update already as a big spoiler warning. Let's just say that after attempting to kill them, he decides that it's not right to kill her, and they get back together.
Whoa.
Yay.
I thought that was pretty boring, actually. I would have preferred to just take her out.
Yeah. And, you know, after that, they go on one big giant caper in which he's been scouting out already with his telescope pointed at the Wizard's Tower. And, of course, they try and rob the Wizard's Tower, but as Timo said, there's the giant thingamwet that gets summoned, and then they run away. So,
I found that scene really funny.
Yeah, it was. Because, you know, it was a view that we haven't seen before, the first-person view of a familiar. So
you can tell it's going to be a big summoning update, because you can tell by the blue flames it's going to be a familiar.
Yeah, but I don't know if they give that to us, because it seemed overly powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, just something to leave us hanging with. It was cool, though.
So what did you guys...
Would be really funny to see that it was used. I mean, a familiar called a thingamawat.
So the rewards were 50,000 construction and magic XP, 40,000 smithing and crafting XP, 30,000 coins. Those were the tangible rewards.
Impressive. I actually thought these were really generous considering how easy the quest was.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. And it gets even better with ability to modify the teleport to house tablets so that you can teleport to any player on house portal.
Which is fantastic, if you don't mind me saying.
The Pulvinich one is really good for desert stuff now.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that.
Oh, right. Yeah. I like the Relica one for
Kingdom.
Yeah,
Shane told me about the Relica
one. Oh, I forgot about Relica.
And Relica's pretty good. Although I used to just use the Lyre teleport, so I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. But
I use Fairy Ring.
For anyone who can't be bothered going to get Lyres, because they are annoying to get.
Well, yeah. you know, you can get one free teleport a day with your Fremenex Sea Boots 3.
Oh, I didn't know that. I did.
Even if you had an uncharged Lyre in your bank.
Oh, sad. No, I didn't know that. Aww.
And I guess the one to...
Still does make it easier.
The jungle Brimhaven area would be good for going down to fight monsters in that dungeon, you know?
I use it for the fruit tree patch.
Oh, yeah, that too. That's good. So that I'd say that's probably...
True. Oh, my God. That's a really handy teleport.
That's what happens when you get a farmer happy like that, right?
Yeah.
I thought you had to do that puzzle every single time.
Well, no, you can modify as many as you want at a time, you know? Like, you could modify 5,000 at a time. So,
like, I died during the fight, so I had to go back again. Like, no, I don't want to do that puzzle again. But you don't have to.
Yeah, it was a simple puzzle. Basically, if you thought of it as a wire connecting the two pieces together, that's really all that was needed. And then you take the different pieces.
It looked complicated, but it was pretty easy.
Yeah, it was. It did look complicated until you actually started playing around with it. You also get the Darkstone style.
I just cheated. I don't know about you guys.
What do you mean you cheated?
I looked at the answers.
Oh, okay. I see. ability to build dungeon pits in your player-owned house. I didn't build one of these pits, so I assume it would just be like a combat kind of area.
It's like dungeoneering, how you cannot leave the room until the boss is dead.
Oh, okay. So it's...
Wow.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, discounts when employing servants in your house. 75% of the original cost. So... Definitely worth it if you're going for 99 construction to do this quest.
Yep.
Oh, and 2 quest points.
75% of the original cost would shave a lot off in the long run.
Yeah, it would.
Since you pay them quite a bit.
Yeah. So, you know, I toyed with the idea of getting 99 construction and everything, but the reason I didn't is I just don't like stealing creation, so I didn't want to play that game.
Yeah, it's such a shame, stealing creation.
I bought the planks for it, but then I'm like, oh, well, I do not want to waste all this money, so I just sold them immediately.
That's a lot of planks, though. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to get 99 magic and 99 construction by plank making my own planks, but my mouse issues made it so it was hard to click. More on my mouse issues later, actually, Brad. I found the cause of that.
OS X. I mean, OS X.
Yeah. And Synergy. I'll tell you later.
Oh, Synergy as well. No, it's just OS X.
No, it's Synergy. More on that
it's
later.
Completely Mac-related.
And of course, the dragons have been updated with this quest for anybody out there who's fought dragons. They look a little bit...
I never saw... I mean, I saw the one in the quest, but I didn't notice any others.
I was going to take a picture when I was doing my blue dragons, my Slayer blue dragons, but, you know, they look kind of, I don't know, I think I liked how they were before.
I think they should have left the regular dragons, but I think the metal ones look really cool.
Yes, that's right. I think that the texture of the, say, the blue dragons is too close to the texture of the metal dragons.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Don't suppose you've seen the King Black Dragon?
No, I didn't.
Interesting to see what they did with that.
I'm not in the habit of going in there on suicide runs.
Oh, come on. I go there every day.
Really?
Yes.
That actually is my main way of getting out of the wilderness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's so much easier if you're in the deep wilderness, like somewhere up north past the rune rocks, just to commit suicide.
Okay. But, I guess. I don't usually just take 3 items or anything into the wilderness, though. I take all my stuff.
Oh. That's scary.
For treasure trails, I'll just have the spade and the clue if I have that volcano one, so I just go kill myself.
Oh. Yeah, me too.
Well, the way I see it, if you run into any revenants, then you actually have a chance of getting away from them if you have stuff with you.
You fight them?
Otherwise. Well, no, you don't fight them, but you run away from them, and then because you have armor and stuff, then it's possible.
But they're magic-based.
Well, yeah, but I don't bring everything.
Oh, okay.
If they are weak revenants and there's only like one of them, then I've fought them before, so... Yeah, but I don't know.
Did you feel
defenseless with no stuff with me. I don't think it's updated on the wiki.
Yeah, I swear I took a picture, but I didn't runewire it.
Shane.
I know. Anyways, yes. For anybody out there who lives in Australia, they have changed SMS providers. They now use Paymo, which is a fantastic 9% cheaper on your RuneScape membership. A 1 month RuneScape membership with Paymo SMS is now available at the special price of $15 and is available on the following mobile networks: Vodafone, Optus, Telstra, Three, and Virgin. Not that this affects any of us, but okay.
Yeah, $15, that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, that's rather steep.
Yeah.
How much
is
it?
Oh, and I see the updated dragons.
Do you guys have,
they look good.
In New Zealand, you pay by SMS?
Yeah, sorry, not paying attention. No, we don't. We don't have a pay by SMS, which is quite frustrating. But I imagine if they did introduce one at a price like they just did, then no one would use it. Because it is so ridiculous.
$15 is $18.
Generally,
New
other
Zealand.
Countries... Yeah, yeah. I mean, generally, other countries pay less than us for RuneScape membership. But right now, I'm paying almost half of that just for per month.
I commend you for that. That's almost 1 month of Star Trek Online.
Oh, dear. We had a Star Trek mention. But anyway, these dragons look good. The only concern I have is that the brutal green dragon looks exactly like blue dragon, only green, and it should look slightly different, shouldn't it?
Yeah. Another thing with the blue dragons, one of the blue dragons looked kind of blue-greenish, you know? It's not not blue-blue like they were before.
And I was at the red dragons, and one of them looked orange.
Oh, that's annoying. I don't really like the baby dragons. They look weird.
Mutated.
I mean, they just don't even look like dragons anymore. They look more like hellhounds with wings.
Maybe they're trying to say something that dogs are dragons.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Moving on.
Yes, Players Gallery number 9. Number 9 for some reason when there's quite clearly been many more beforehand, which they just seem to be out of nowhere, you know? Like, they're gone. They're gone. All the old ones are gone.
That's interesting.
But anyways, this is their first foray, I guess, into the new type of Players Gallery, in which the person who they pick that has the best entry, in this case the dual arena picture, gets 1 month of free membership.
So I thought the trouble...
Crap. That's an amazing picture. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I like the trouble mage one, but I don't see how he's troubled at all.
Troubled mage. Impressive as well.
It looks like he's in like a sleeping robe or something. Maybe he can't sleep. I don't know why. That just looks like a sleeping robe, what he's wearing.
I like the jelly-filled comic.
Jelly-filled comic.
It's run right after the mage.
Okay. Excuse me here 1 second as my back button didn't work.
Jelly-filled crashed stars.
Hmm.
So
okay. Oh, yeah, this one's on here because it has Paul M. on there. This is a little gold crown.
Mm-hmm.
So you called me? Yeah, thanks for showing up. I'd like to report a bug. You see, when I started mining this crashed star, it spewed out strawberry jelly. I didn't see any updates about jelly-filled stars. So.
Oh, my gosh.
That one's actually kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I don't get is the one with the pink hair there. I don't understand why people, or the pink hat, why people insist on drawing RuneScape characters as if they were anime characters. I don't get that.
Probably because it's all they know.
I know, but it doesn't fit with the type of game RuneScape
is.
Really annoying to me. I don't even think they should be featuring those kinds.
And that book is written upside down. It's making me mad.
What's written upside down?
It says Zamorak, but the way you would read it would be from end to beginning.
Nice. Oh, I didn't see that. Good spotting. Yeah, so yeah, I would just qualify just for that personally.
RSBNB people out there, if any of you guys are artistic at all, you should definitely send something in like that.
It's too bad they can't put up some of the full-size versions, like of the Jewel Arena one.
That would be good.
I mean, Jagex's own people can't do better than that.
It's kind of sad that that's probably better than all the wallpapers they've ever made.
Yeah.
Anyways, anybody else have anything on the players gallery?
No.
We got a poll this week called Tough Calls. It's inspired by a person named Mr. Computer 2. They wanted to know what the good and great players of RuneScape would most likely do if they were faced with impossibly tough in-game decisions. We liked this idea so much, we decided to use their question to kick us off. Okay, I'll take the first question. Your local bank of RuneScape is closed and you're faced with either moving the money yourself or paying an extraordinary moving fee. Would you rather pay the moving fee of 25% of your GP immediately with no other penalties, or trek through a PvP world for 5 hours carrying all of your gold around with no armor or weapons? So what would you guys do?
I paid the 25%.
Okay. Brad?
Yeah, I would probably pay the moving fee of 25%. And yes, I was just stalling while I opened that poll.
Yeah, I'd pay that as well, and so would 80% of the RuneScape population.
I think it's kind of ridiculous, like 5 hours of having them all. Maybe just send from one end to the other one would be more realistic.
That would be rather scary. So I can see why people could do that. Next one, Brad?
Question 2. An evil makeover mage appears and casts a transformative spell on you. You've only got time to counter one of the effects before you change forever. Would you rather keep your appearance, I like my hair, clothes, and build just the way it is, or keep your name? Otherwise, how will I know if people are talking to me? I would... Well... Does this imply that you could be changed from male to female or vice versa?
Yes.
I assume so,
because that wouldn't work very well if you had a male or female name.
Okay, this is supposed to be a spur of the moment choice, so you got 5 seconds.
Wait, but I suppose it means that if you change your appearance, then he changes your name, or if you change your name, then he changes your appearance.
He does both, but you can change one back.
Oh, I see. Counter one and effects. Okay. I would keep... Well, he could give you a completely random name. Okay, I'll just keep my appearance. No, name. Keep my name.
Okay. Steemo?
I can cover up my appearance with armor.
I kept my name, too, because this is probably the best name I'd ever have.
I'm not too attached to my name, so I said I'd rather keep my appearance.
But then what about all the other people who are going to take your name?
Oh, well. And 75% said keep the name, while 25% weren't upset with their appearance.
Yeah, well, my name has 2 spaces in it, so I have to keep it.
Oh, right. And you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, so if I let go of it, then I couldn't get it back.
Okay. Well, Steemo, what about you? 3.
Thurgo offers you a new experimental weapon. You excitedly accept, but later realize it only has 2 settings. Would you rather the weapon instantly have your opponent's life points, but at a cost of half your XP earned that day, or instantly kill your opponent and yourself and your familiar and your butler? I picked the second one that kills everyone because that was just too funny to pass up.
Yeah, I chose that one as well. I'm in the opinion if you're in a fight where you're not going to win, better to take someone out with you, you know?
Actually, I would choose... I would choose the first one, instantly halve your opponent's life points at a cost of half of your XP, because generally I earn no XP.
So okay.
I wouldn't be missing much.
But the question is, why would you have to use it? Like, I know you have the weapon, but, like, what makes you have to shoot people with it?
True.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I don't know. This question could have been a little bit more clear, I think. Yeah, I still go with the second choice, which 40% of the people went with. 60% of the other one, obviously. Anyways, next, the XP genie's having a super bad day and decides to mess up your stats, offering you only one of two outcomes. Would you rather he remove all your XP from your highest skill and put it onto your lowest?
Wow, that would be fantastic.
I know, that's like a good thing.
Or fix your XP gain so you only get half the XP you're supposed to every time you train. Not surprisingly, 73% want their top skill XP transferred into a skill they don't like. For me, that
would be dungeoneering
currently. I don't know.
I'd have 15 million dungeoneering XP.
Yeah, I'd have 25 million.
I'd have like, yeah, we'd be like 100 and something dungeoneering. Oh, damn it. And then we could just get farming up again and it wouldn't even matter.
Oh, yeah, and that would be fun.
Shame. Oh, man. We should definitely do this.
Yeah. I wish they would give like a kind of like a reset feature, you know, on your XP. But anyways.
But moving it, yeah, technically speaking, moving it to another stat that is your lowest is kind of stupid because obviously if it's your lowest, then you're not going to enjoy training that one stat.
Yeah.
And your highest, you are going to enjoy training. Or
it should just be you just lose that XP.
Yeah, in reality.
I do that too as well, you know?
Mm-hmm. Because
yeah,
you want to lose that experience.
That's just retarded.
Okay.
Anyway, you're in the Caridian Desert and you have no water. Yeah. It's getting critical. Would you rather survive by squeezing out the rancid juice of a recently vanquished Kelphite worker or wringing out the sweat of a Bedouin nomad's robes?
Take the robes.
So did I.
Ooh. Could you even survive on that?
Yeah, it's water.
Apart from the fact that squeezing out the rancid juice of a recently vanquished Kelphite worker would poison you, I would probably go with that.
Even though you get poisoned?
Yep, even though you get poisoned. Because it would probably be more sustaining.
I don't know. I think the sweat would be more sustaining, you know? Because there's people who get put in all kinds of situations like this where they do things like that or even drink their own urine. So,
yes,
I think recycling bodily fluids is good.
Yeah, true. That would be better than the rancid juice of a recently vanquished Kelphite worker. That would be better than both options.
And you can also
poison yourself by doing that.
Yes. And you can also take the technique and wring out your own robes as well.
I suppose so, yeah. Why didn't they have that as an option?
Yeah, so. Oh, and 71% strangely chose the Kelphite worker. I don't know why.
Maybe that's type of a suicide because they knew they'd get poisoned.
That could be. And say something bad about the RuneScape population, though.
Well, they didn't.
Emo.
Yeah.
Emo based on that
it's all thanks to that last quest.
Yeah. That's right.
Shows the manipulative power that RuneScape, that Jagex has on its participants, players. Oh,
okay, that was a poll. We're going to move on to questions now. So, this week we got four audio questions. Okay. The first one is from Dezak.
Question one. Do you think jousting would make a cool minigame? Question number two. Do you think being able to put a personal insignia on your armor would be cool, and what would all of your insignias be? Question 3. If you were stuck in RuneScape for a day, as in you were actually in the game, what would you do for the day? Shane, I'm left-handed. P.S. Brad, don't skip the piano. P.S.S. Don't forget the tea party. P.S.S.S. Banhammer! Stay frosty, Death Sack.
Okay, first off, what's to do with a tea party?
I don't know where that came from, but you always mention tea parties, so that's probably something to do with it.
Okay.
What did he say to you the first time? The first PS? I didn't catch
first
that.
First PS was about your piano.
No, before that. It was the one before that.
It was just your piano.
No, I thought there was something else.
Anyways, what's jousting for anyone?
We'll play it back many times before.
It's when you sit on the horse and run after the guy with the big lance and try to knock him off.
Yeah.
I see.
You know, haven't you ever seen those medieval things?
No.
People sit on horses and knock each other off with lances.
Have you ever done that?
Of course I've done it. Everyone does it, Shane.
Okay. But as for the question, I don't think so. I don't see how that would fit into RuneScape, seeing as there are no horses to begin with. So
true. I think it's too modern, personally.
Yeah.
You could ride some dragons.
That was a joke, by the way, Shane. No, it's I don't know. I don't think it would work.
Yeah, neither do I.
Since there are no horses currently in the game. If they introduce horses into the game, then they could gradually add things like that.
Yeah, but the thing is, they said there will never be mounts in RuneScape.
Oh.
So, they said that long ago.
Well, they have familiars now.
You could ride the unicorn stallion.
Yeah.
That'd be rather scary, riding something with that big of a horn.
I mean, you also have the falconry for Hunter. You pretty much control another animal like that. I mean, it wouldn't be too different from that.
I really wanted to keep that falcon.
Yeah, that would be cool to just carry that.
Well,
room.
that could be another form of a summoning pet, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
I get 99 summoning if I could have that as a pet.
Okay. What was the second question?
Why did we actually go off the question? Oh, right. Second question. I have no idea.
I forget too.
Was that the stuck in RuneScape for a day, or was that the third one?
One of them was, so let's answer that one.
Stuck in RuneScape? What'd you do?
Farming. Sorry, that's a really boring answer. But it is probably the only thing I would do.
Yeah, me too. So it's hard to kind of see what would you do in RuneScape like that. Like, I certainly wouldn't go around killing monsters or anything like that.
Yeah, because you could die.
I'd do
it. Yeah, that's right.
It'd be cool to do like a safe mini game just to see what it'd be like to die.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, sad emo. I don't know. Farming is nice and safe.
Unless you get taken to the beehive event.
That's right. I've got beehives. I know how that works.
And you don't put it together properly. Have they attacked you again recently? Like they did that one time?
Recently. No, they haven't.
That's good. I don't know. Personally, I just want to go see some of the bigger landscapes, like maybe the Backstorian Waterfall or the Elflands, you know? So, that kind of thing, I think, for me.
Oh, that'd be so... I mean...
I would just go
right,
around...
Not very good.
I'd go getting stuff, so when I come back to Earth, I would have all this really cool stuff.
Like a dragon longsword?
Yeah. Or I could get a teletab so I can teleport back into the game.
That would be very interesting how that would work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just trying, I'm just trying to think of how it would convert your matter into energy to teleport you, and then how it would bring you back into the game and assemble you in the game.
Okay, let's not think about that. Let's think about what the last question was.
And the last question was... I don't remember. I'll play it back again. I'm sorry.
Question one. Do you think jousting would make a cool minigame?
Answer.
Question number two. Do you think being able... to put a personal insignia on your
armor?
Oh, yeah, this.
Okay, personal insignia on the armor.
Oh, sad that we didn't remember that one. I think if, you know, if everyone did it, it wouldn't be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it would just get a bit old. And no one would even care. No one would look at your insignia because everyone's got a different one. It's not special or anything.
And also remember that this is in a medieval game. So having an insignia that's something modern-based wouldn't really fly within the game. So,
okay,
that's my issue with it.
What were you saying, Lostima?
It'd be the same with having like a username. Like everyone has one, it means something to them.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I personally don't think it's needed.
Yeah, it's too much for its worth. I mean. I know in other games they have, like, guild insignias and things like that, clan insignias. That would be more appropriate, but even then, I think, yeah, Jagex would never do something like that for a start.
Your OSB&B insignia be?
Oh, yeah, just because they don't have the facilities for that. But yeah, OSB&B insignia, probably just a big R, like the old OSB&B update logo.
It'd just be the forming logo.
Yeah, something like that, I'd assume. I don't know. Anyways, when are you playing the piano?
Oh, crap. Was that part of his question, too? Yes, it was. I don't know. I don't have time today either, so I might have to do a separate recording.
And then we can stitch it in for next week's show or something.
Yeah.
That would probably be best.
Yeah, I'll do something during this week and put it in next week's show. Sorry, I promised that I would, but I've been so busy. So,
thank you, Deszak. Next audio question is from Earth. No song this week.
Hello, everyone. No song this week, unfortunately. I just don't feel like it. Shane, am I your favorite normie? And is that creature in Mike's avatar you? I mean, I knew that you weren't human, but you're a furry woodland creature.
Okay, I can't answer the first one. It's not right for me to have favorite quote normies because if I had a favorite normie, then people would expect. Certain things for me, and I can't do that. I need to maintain my objectivity in this job, so no, I don't have any favorite normies.
We all know it's me anyway.
No, I can't say that it would be you.
But you do definitely have favorite whatever the normies aren't.
I do?
Of course you do.
Are you trying to imply something here?
No, not at all. Sorry, what was his next question? Are you the character in Mike's avatar? Yes. Yes, he is. I can confirm this.
You know, let's be clear of what we're talking about here. I found out that the character we are talking about in Mike's avatar is a... some Star Wars creature, you know?
I
personally
knew it.
This is one of the things why I don't like Star Wars is there's these larger than life things that they put in that are supposed to be alien like, but it's as if they're just doing that to get people on board, you know? It just doesn't make sense. Like,
okay. In that case, I retract my previous statement. Shane is actually a giant cat like creature. And if you want proof of that, you can check my RuneWire page.
I thought he was a Mexican guy in his avatar.
Yeah, Shane is many many things.
That's not me. I'm not Mexican. She has multiple identities. So. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what you're talking about. You're talking about the Catman.
Yeah. You.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had plastic surgery, so I look like yourself, a cat now. Yeah, I do. So, you can see that picture on RuneWire. Thank you, Earth. Next question is from Jed Unster, I believe is how you would pronounce his name.
Dear Shane, Chief Snake, and Lord Steemo, I was just wondering what your favorite NPC is. I think mine is Melzar the Mad, who is one of the bosses in Melzar's Maze during the Dragon Slayer quest. Thank you for answering my question, and good luck on the show. Jade Unster 1.
My favorite NPC is Augustine from Enlightened Journey Quest, the one who looks like Captain Picard.
Good choice. I mean, no, not good choice. I'm not supposed to say that. Steemo?
I really cannot think of one, but I like Fortunato because I read that play about him.
Oh, yeah, he's the one who sells the vinegar and stuff and drainer so you can wash your bones.
Yeah, did you guys ever read that play, The Cask of a Millenardo?
No.
He was a wine connoisseur who was trapped in a cave and died.
I see.
Oh, okay. Emo.
That seems to be the constant theme of this show.
Well, at least we have a theme for a change.
Half the joke is people in real life say that I'm emo, even though I'm like the opposite. That's where my name came from. They combined Steve and Emo and made Steemo.
Really?
You know, when we were first talking about Emo on the show, I was thinking Steemo, Emo kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, maybe I should be Steemo.
Shane, I'm pretty sure you're not Emo. Well, you could
I know. Be. No.
As for a favorite NPC, I don't know. Augustine is pretty cool, I must admit. I can't.
What about what about that farmer guy who walks around without a shirt on?
Why would you pick him?
I'm attracted to farmers like that. I'm sure I do have favorite NPCs. I don't know. Come back
Okay, well, we already went.
Yeah, but do another question.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. Thank you, Jed Unster. Last audio question this week is from Defy All Odds.
Dearest hosts of RSBNB, Defy All Odds here as always. For this week, my question is going to be, if you guys were to look out of your respective windows right now and saw a big, giant nuclear flash, and for Shane, it was probably about 20 to 30 ice hockey rinks away. For Chief Snake, it's probably about 50 rugby pitches away. And that's only because I think Chief Snake would need more time to get away. And Lord Steemo, I do not know where you're located, so let's just say yours is about 500 yards away. What would you guys try to save first, and why, and how would you escape? As always, Defy All Odds out. Oh, by the way, you can't save your computer, Shane. Sorry.
You know, if there was a nuclear explosion that close, I think that would be the least of your worries, saving anything, because within a few milliseconds after you saw that flash, you'd be vaporized.
Yeah, actually, that's what I thought. And why do I need more time to run away?
I'd use my teletab and go into RuneScape where I can't die.
True. Damn it. Oh, you came prepared. You set this up. No, I would still attempt to save my computer, just because I would be helpless anyway.
Okay.
If I can't escape, then I might as well escape trying to save my computer.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, so there's really nothing we could save, you know? I would be protected like this because I'm not protected right now, but I have a backup strategy where my backup strategy is such that right now, if any hard drive I have was to die, I wouldn't lose anything. The only thing I'm not protected against is natural disaster and nuclear explosion. So I'd like to store some data in Europe somewhere if possible.
Oh, God. Yeah, I would like to be able to do that, you know, store stuff in the cloud somewhere. But unfortunately, New Zealand's internet really does not allow that in any way at all. It's quite unfortunate. I mean, we are hindered by technology at the moment. Such a shame.
Yeah. Okay, are we done with that one then?
Yeah,
I really don't know what else more I can add.
You got an NPC yet?
No, not really. Okay, I was thinking of Nefertiti the camel.
Yeah, go with that, because really you can talk to it, right?
I also like the wise old man, because, yeah, I was thinking, in that quest, when you, when he asks you to get the stuff that you need to make the clockwork thing, what is it called? The thing that goes investigating
the little
traps.
Robot thing.
Yeah, the little robot thing, anyway. When he asks you to go and get the stuff that you need to make that, and you already have it in your inventory, he says, what? Why the hell would you carry around stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It was a really funny line. You had to be there.
You're a strange man for having that stuff with you.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, the robot was called Dummy.
Oh, yeah.
Good generic name.
Okay. Next one. Leonard Stimel, you want to read it?
Okay. Okay. Hello, Bubba Boy, here for all the way from sunny Scotland, and I want to know, what's your favorite sandwich filling? Keep up the good work, Bubba Boy.
I don't think we've ever had a question that asked about sandwich filling before. So you go ahead and answer first.
Shane's going to hate me, but I'll say cheese, because cheese can go good with anything. In a sandwich.
Okay. Chief?
We don't really have the same kind of sandwich eating culture in New Zealand. I don't think so, anyway. So, yeah, I don't really have a favorite sandwich filling or anything. Though I can say, when we go to somewhere like Subway, I just have everything except the jalapenos.
Okay.
For my filling.
Really? So. Yeah, you know, that's sort of the same thing here, too. I don't necessarily make sandwiches here at home. As elaborate as it gets is tuna with some lettuce on top, really. That's as elaborate as it gets here. But I'll go with the same thing for Chief and Subway. Pretty much almost everything except for tomatoes and onions. I can't have onions. They give me bad heartburn.
No tomatoes?
No, I don't know. I just don't like the way they taste for some reason.
Same. I don't really like tomatoes.
Tomatoes are so good for you. They're filled with lycopene and antioxidants and stuff.
Is this health update now?
Yes.
It's a new segment.
Anyways, yeah, I'm sorry we couldn't.
Carotenoids and crap.
Wow. How do you know that?
I know lots of things about tomatoes.
Okay.
Yeah, carotenoids, beta carotene, and lutein.
Yes, 99 Farming. Yeah, knows everything about tomatoes.
I have to know this stuff. I never grew any tomatoes getting 99 Farming, but that's besides the point.
Okay. Right, I wish we could have been a little bit more thorough on that one, but sad fact is most of us just don't have sandwiches, so sorry, Bubba Boy. Anyways, yeah. The next one says, Dear Shane, Chief, and Steemo, I recently got 80 ranged, and I was wondering if you knew how many chins it would take for me to get 99. Also, I'm getting 99 mage from 70. I plan to elk to 86, then do plank mage to 99, but I've happened on some money, and I was wondering if there was a faster way from 70 to 99. Thank you from Optimaniac. You do the part regarding the chinchampas.
I'd forgotten, though. I mean, I used to know, but I think, at a rough guess, from 80 to 99, it is probably something between 40 and 50k chins, red chins. I would say closer to about 40 or 45k. But yeah, just giving you a conservative estimate there. So, yeah, I know I bought more than I planned to use, getting 99. I'm currently 93, and I plan to use about 25k more red chins.
I have 50k no more chins sitting in my bank.
Oh, okay.
What for?
Actually, I think I used about 5k chins getting 1 mil XP.
I'm 82 range now, and I'm thinking about getting 99. And there's a rumor that the 16th is going to be double XP, so I'm going to save it till then.
Really?
Yeah.
I never heard that.
No. Some guys were talking about in the Kuridos dungeon today.
Oh, well. Yeah. So, but yeah, the only thing you have to worry about is that you get less XP at a lower level, of course. So I would recommend getting maybe 80 or, I mean, about 85 range before you start chinning. Otherwise, you tend to waste a little bit of money. Or that's what people say anyway. On the other hand, if you have heaps of money, then you can just go from any level like I did.
I hate range. So from level 62 to 82, I was chinning and I wasted a lot of money.
Yeah, that's like me. I always hated range as well. I don't know why I'm going all the way now.
Cost me 20 mil.
Whoa.
That's expensive.
Oh, well, if you're
Where'd you get that money?
That was from my construction fund.
Okay.
I'm a pack rat when it comes to money, so just like years and years of Slayer and stuff.
Okay. But as for magic from 70 to 99, Plank Mate is definitely going to be the best once you get to 86. You could try things like ice barraging at places like Castle Wars and Soul Wars, perhaps, but that will just be more money. So,
or you could do it at granite lobsters, rock lobsters.
Oh yeah,
because
or your mummies.
Then you actually get something for them. Or mummies. I've seen people do it there. I don't think it's worth doing the mummies, but you do get some stuff there. Yeah, I would say rock lobsters.
Because it's the same XP as mummies, and you get a ton of crimsons.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna do it, then you might as well get some good summoning stuff out of it, and that's probably the best you'll get.
Okay. Thank you, Optimaniac. Next one, Chief.
Hello, Shane, Brad Doss, and Lord Steemo. As I'm fletching here in the Rogue's Den, don't ask, I was just thinking of some random RuneScape topics to ask about on the show. I came about an idea. If you could make a new god on RuneScape, what would it be called? How would it make its entrance, quest, God Wars Dungeon, being added to Castle Wars, etc.? What would its powers be, and which side would it be on, good or evil? Thanks, Owen Year. Keep up the amazing podcast that I cannot play RS without, from Super. Yes, I know my own name is originally internal on the site, but seeing as how I cannot change my name here, I will just tend to call myself that. I have no idea why I signed up as internal. So yes, the question was, if we could make a new god on RuneScape, what would it be called? I personally don't really want to add any more gods. I think they've covered them pretty well. They've got the major ones and then even the minor ones. Why would you need to?
God, per se, would be more kind of like a demon that has no name. And it'd be like a distraction diversion. It'd take over a player and make him have really big stats, and then other players try to kill him. And like, if you die, you don't use your items.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Be like an impromptu boss fight.
That is interesting.
Oh. Okay. I don't know what I'd call the god, but it would be a higher form of life, more so than the petty little gods that currently exist on RuneScape, as they're considered now. So, I don't know, I'd just make something that had more supreme powers than what's currently existing. So, because when you think about it, the gods on RuneScape right now are really benevolent to the RuneScape population, except between themselves. So I'd make something that was a little less benevolent to the RuneScape population.
Religion isn't that big in RuneScape anymore. Like, all the quests back in the day used to be all about the religion, but now it's barely anything.
Yeah, that's true. When was, like, the last time we had something like that was last year with the temple at Sentistan, Returning of the Zaros one, and quite obviously Zaros Stairs was one of the music tracks in there, so...
And the, well, Gothic Sleeps plotline looks like it's heading back into religion.
Yeah, so, you know... Maybe they made a conscious choice to do that because they realized that people are going to choose one, and then it's just going to be like the combat triangle all over again, where if one doesn't get enough coverage, other people will be upset if one gets too much, you know, that sort of thing. But anyways, yeah.
That's about all. Sorry, I can't offer any more insight.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Supa/Internal. This next one is for me, apparently. I decided to take your advice with the farming skill, and I'm currently level 47 and have made 1.4 million doing herb farming runs. I'm sure that if I do the My Arms Big Adventures quest and Ghost Ahoy, I will be making even more money. I've recently discovered the wonderful world of the RSBNB YouTube channel. My question is, why don't you add some real-life video or just more videos in general? I've always wanted to see Shane and what all the other hosts look like in real life. I'm not a stalker. Keep up the awesome show from Purple, whose name is also Elvin.
First of all, yes, you definitely should do those quests. They're really good.
Mm-hmm. Like, just the quests as a whole. Like, the storyline and stuff.
Ghost Ahoy is especially good because, I mean, you get access to the whole new place, Port, whatever, however you pronounce it, Port Ghost.
Phase Mades.
Phase Mades.
Are you serious? Yeah.
That's how I say it.
All right.
Phase,
but anyway,
Faz,
you
Faz
get access Mades, to two more farming patches, herb patches, which is a lot, really. Five up from three, I should say. However, anyway... Why don't we add real-life videos, Shane? Or more videos in general?
Well, real-life videos is... You know, there's a whole idea of... Well, we could do a video podcast and all, but really, what would be the point in that? Like, you're bandwidth constricted as you are right now, right?
And I'm pretty sure it wouldn't work very well.
Yeah, and for me... I don't want to look into the whole idea of recording video and editing video as well. And also, I know there are certain people out there.
It is a lot more work. Yes.
Yeah.
Also, like, we would need a much better setup, I think. I mean, I have a webcam, sure, but that's not gonna.
Yeah, that's. I'd like to do HD if we were gonna do any video, you know, because. The thing that really annoys me with people on YouTube in general is they don't know the fundamental rule that garbage in equals garbage out. And these people who post videos on YouTube of whatever it might be, RuneScape, Xbox games, whatever, seem to be perfectly content with having crap video quality, which is really annoying to me. So, you know, anything that is a blurry video with bad music, bad timing, orchestrated, bad volume levels, anything that's compressed poorly really wouldn't get onto our YouTube channel. And the point from that is that we would want to do HD video if we were going to do anything. And as Chief said, we don't have the hardware for that, and the video editing time would be massive, and also it'd be software as well. So that's that. But videos in general, that's your department.
Yeah, well, it was my department. It should still be my department. But I recently got 4 gigs of RAM, yay. So I'm going to hopefully start doing more on that front. And also, I shouldn't bring that up right now. But yeah, I'll definitely be coming to the events in future and recording some stuff, and I will be putting that up. I don't know what else I can do, though. So yeah, if you ever have any ideas for videos or anything that you want to see... then please let me know, because I will be happy to add some.
Mm-hmm.
Mm,
and
I think that's all I have
also
to say.
Remember that if you have a YouTube RuneScape video that you want featured, send one of us a PM and we'll do it by favoriting the video. And we do this to kind of give more community coverage of your guys' videos. Just make sure, as we said, make sure it's of decent quality. The volume levels are all right. And just make sure it's of good quality in general. Thank you. That was from Purple. Steemo, you want to take the next one?
Hey guys, I was wondering how Xbox 360 and PS3 games are made. What kind of software would they use? 2, how do you think about Kinect and PlayStation Move will go? Go PS3! Yeah, baby! Cheers, Meltdown.
I'm just going to interrupt on this first one and say for question 2, go back a few weeks and listen to our E3 episode. Because we went quite into detail on those regarding the PS3 Move and Microsoft Kinect, which
For me, really, I say Kinect is going to fail, and I say PlayStation Move is going to go big.
Okay. You know, it's hard to say at this point because both of them have just been demos, and everybody knows that demos can be made to look better than they actually are. So you just have to wait until they both get into the living room. But, you know, I think that what is out there right now is a good stepping stone toward future interactive experiences, but it's not fully there. Went into more on this on the E3 episode, which was 261, I believe. Well, that's when Brad was on. Yeah, that was E3. Okay. So, yeah. But how are Xbox 360 and PS3 games made? What kind of software would they use? Basically, the thing to take away from game development in this day and age is that game development is a lot like making a movie in which first they'll write a story, and then they'll write a script for it, i.e. what the characters will say and whatnot. Then after that, they have to go into the stage of building the game engine, if need be, of what will actually power the game. Like, for instance, how are bullet trajectories going to be calculated? How are walls going to be represented in the game, you know? Like, for instance, in the original Doom game, they used something called binary search paths, BSP, which is basically a way of using a binary kind of tree structure with nodes and endpoints to lay out where walls are and then map the textures onto that. So that's the kind of work that goes on in the game engine. Then with that, they also have to do things such as character modeling and whatnot. Then after the character modeling is done, they'll move on to the stage of integrating everything all together through software engineering and basically combining the raw game engine with the models and then the script and making a final game. Then after that, they'll go to quality assurance, in which bugs will be mashed out and everything, and then finally after that, the game will go to market. That's basically software engineering in a nutshell for gaming. So, just one thing. I know lots of people out there who say they want to be a video game designer, but one thing that means is you're not going to just be making games. You're going to be working on the actual internals of the game. How does it work from a software perspective? So that means you're going to have to, at the very least, get a degree in computer science. And most gaming studios want a master's degree in computer science with focusing on gaming. So that's how video games are made. So it's a long path to get there, but it can probably be a very rewarding job if you're interested in the game at hand. So that's that.
Yeah, about that video game thing, I went to a office where they make video games. It just looks so complicated, and they're like just so dedicated. They're like, no way I even understood half what they were saying.
Yeah, see, that's why you need the master's degree in it, because they want people who are going to be able to learn their technologies and build new technologies to build the games, you know? So, yeah. Anyways, thank you, Meltdown. Chief, you want to take this last question?
Okay. Dear gods, Chief Private Pile and Lord.
Private Pile?
Okay. Do you think you can make a forum for events not hosted by the events crew? An example post hosted by... probably can't really say that. If you want to have a look at the example post, then you can see the questions topic.
Why is it being hosted on Doomsday?
Oh, that's good. Okay, so say you make a post and people reply if they come. Also, if you were the leader of your country and your spy told you someone was building a nuke and the country was your enemy, what would you do? Thanks for the Pwnage show from Coil163. Yeah, can we make a forum for events not hosted by the events crew? I thought we already did.
Yeah, we have one. We have one. It's on the forums, which is forums.rsbnb.com, and if you take your mouse and you move it to the side of your screen and you scroll down to the RuneScape category, between goals and accomplishments and clan recruitment, you will see community events. You know, you can use this forum.
The last post is from February the 13th, but...
I don't know why people don't post in there, but you're free to create your own events. You always have been free to create your own events, so please use that forum. It's there for a reason. So as I said last week on the forum restructuring, we want to encourage more community events, so if you have an event, use that forum.
Yeah. We are hoping to actually get some more involvement in those kinds of things, so we're thinking of ways to do that.
Stimulate it.
That's a good word.
So,
I like stimulation.
Okay. I don't know. This next part, it's kind of a...
Oh, right, the next part.
Because, you know, there are countries out there that are the enemies of the U.S. and whatnot, and they have built nuclear weapons, and, you know, it's not the type of world where it was, say, in the late 1940s where you... counter by building more nukes and whatnot. It's, I'd say a little bit more diplomatic in this day and age, but let's just say that in a situation like this, there would probably have to be involvement on the level of the UN or something like that, and if that didn't work, I'd suspect that invasion or preemptive strike would be the next thing, but, you know, it would depend on the country and the region too and who their allies were, because if you set one thing off, it's like a train of dominoes, you know? Like, I don't know if you've read any history or not, but that's how World War I started. It was the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand, I believe, who was the one who was assassinated, and it started off World War I. So, yeah.
I see.
One little thing like that can kick the entire world into chaos. So
we didn't start the fire.
Yeah, there you go. Were you guys both familiar with how World War I started?
I've heard that guy's name. And that's about it.
Okay. Anyways, Brad, do you have anything to add on that? Or Steemo?
No.
I'd cast Vengeance because I serve the runes from the other question. So if I get nuked, they get nuked.
That's a good one. Okay. That's it for questions this week. If you want to send us more questions, questions@rsbnb.com is where you can send your audio questions. Just a reminder to make sure we can hear you. And text questions can go in the topic at forums.rsbnb.com, which is usually posted sometime on Monday. That would be it for questions. We're going to move on to tech news right now. So... first off, Battle.net and RealID. Have any of you guys ever played any World of Warcraft or anything?
No.
Or StarCraft 2?
I play RuneScape. That's about it.
Okay. Basically, Battle.net is run by Blizzard, who runs World of Warcraft, Warcraft 3, Diablo, just to name a few games, StarCraft, and now StarCraft 2. So what they're doing is they're bringing out this change in the future in which anybody posting or replying on the official Blizzard forums or, like, Warcraft or World of Warcraft or StarCraft will use their first and last real name and along with their gaming name if they want. And the idea behind this is that it will combat flaming and trolling people by not masking their real identity as to who they are. So,
okay. That's interesting. Very interesting technique.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea.
Completely anti-4chan.
Yes. It sounds like a good idea, but, you know, I like the idea of it, but if the people who are making these accounts are just able to make another account by using, like, a gift card or something, then really, what's the point in it if they're going to be able to create an account with a fake name on it, you know? There has to be some way of tying it to a real person, you know? You can't just have fake names floating around, I think.
Which is very easily possible, so...
Yeah, so...
Still, it is a good step, I think. I mean...
Yeah. See, if the government microchipped its citizens, they could... Battle.net could take the microchip ID and assign it to your real ID, and then you just sign in with your microchip ID, and that's basically who you are, you know?
I mean, yeah, it's interesting, though, because I can also think of people who definitely wouldn't want their last name shown on the internet or on certain parts of the internet. They might want their identity kept separate for a completely legitimate reason, just, yeah. But, yeah, and then they would be sort of caught out by this unintentionally, and that wouldn't be really fair.
Could be bad if you have a really unique last name, you know? So.
However, it is, it's interesting. It'll be good to see how this progresses.
I'd like to see it work, but I can foresee it having a few problems, you know? Because flaming and trolling people are just, they're hard to deal with, and there is really no way to deal with it given the nature of how the internet works. So, I don't know. Hopefully it works. Steemo, do you have any thoughts on this?
No.
Okay.
I think it's cool, like, what they're doing, though.
Yeah. Next up, Firefox 4 Beta. Any of you guys try this?
Woo! Yep.
I might try it now.
How is it?
It is difficult to try, though, because it uses the same profile as whatever version you already have installed. So you got to be careful of that, not to change things. But it is very good, very impressive for a beta release of 4, considering I wasn't expecting them to release anything close to 4 for some time yet. I thought that was quite far away.
Although
I don't remember what their roadmap was. I mean, I thought there was going to be a 3.7 in between as well. What happened to that?
The 3.7 features got rolled into 4.
Oh, that's good then. But anyway, it is looking quite impressive for just a preview. The one thing I noticed is that their method of, you know, implementing Aero is very effective. It's better than what Chrome does because Chrome has a problem with the title bar, you know, maximize, minimize, and close buttons. They're not aligned properly as they should be natively, it's a very highly insignificant problem, but I just noticed it with Chrome, and it's not in Firefox 4. So that's good. The only thing that bothers me is the status bar still looks very old. It looks the same as it does in older versions.
Well, it's otherwise, a beta,
Yeah, otherwise it's really impressive. They also need a bit more spacing between the title bar and the buttons.
You mean the tabs?
Actually, I moved my tabs so they're below the buttons.
Oh, okay.
So.
I see.
But, you know, just the normal buttons, like back, forwards, and all the address bar and stuff, needs a bit more spacing above and below. But, you know, that can be sorted out, and I mean, that could even be done by the user via the...
I just don't Yeah, I just downloaded it. I don't use Firefox, so I don't really know any big differences, but it does look kind of nice.
What do you use? Well, I
use Safari right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, you know, there's no the unified theme for Firefox 4 for Linux and OS X is coming in the future. They only got the new Windows theme out right now, so you won't notice much in terms of UI differences on Mac.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Mm-hmm. What else did I have to say that's big? Oh, yeah, they changed how they handle the user interface for add-ons, and also I can't remember if they changed it for options as well. I would go into it to have a look, but I've currently got it set up so that my old profile works. Anyway, but yeah, if you go into add-ons, you will now see that it opens in a whole new tab rather than a new window. What I find is interesting is that they didn't change the downloads window. That's still a separate window, and I would really like to see that put in a tab of its own, just for a bit of consistency.
That'd be good.
You can probably get an add-on that does that, but, you know, just, to clean things up.
The biggest thing I'm looking forward to with this
They did put Eero in the downloads window, so that's something. It's quite cool.
The new HTML5 features, such as the WebM HD video codec.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I didn't even take a look at that. I was too concerned
about
the user.
Hello, and thanks for downloading
Windows.
The first beta of Firefox 4.
That's just the video playing, anyways. So, Firefox 4, check it out at, the links will be in the notes because the Get Firefox URL still gives you 3.6. And finally, last weekend, lots of so-called hacking going on. One of them was a scripting error. The other one wasn't really a hack, but first off, last weekend, YouTube was supposedly, quote, hacked by someone, but really it was just taking advantage of an exploit using a flaw in the YouTube coding that allowed a person to submit a malicious comment that had scripting in it that would redirect or do something else to a person viewing the page. The example they give is the hack was first spotted by fans of Justin Bieber on YouTube Sunday morning. They were greeted with messages saying that the pop singer had died and or offers to venture to hacking websites.
I think that's fantastic.
Oh no, he died. Oh well.
Also with this, both video site Ebombs World and 4chan have been blamed for the attacks, but it seems like many others may have joined in the hack once discovered. Here's an excerpt of a message posted on the 4chan forums. Today is a reminder that we can still shake the foundation of the internet, says a 4chan poster. And this, people, is why you do not go to 4chan. 4chan is bad for you. Do not go to 4chan.
Yep.
You know, this is 4chan is one of the sites, I think, that if the U.S. government had more control over, it should block on the internet, you know?
But then 4chan members would be all up in their grill and stuff.
So what? Arrest them.
I'm looking at
arrest
that.
Arrest them if they take to the streets.
That quote looks like something straight out of a dictator speech.
Which one? Oh, the
Today,
one.
Yeah. Today's a reminder we can still shake the foundation.
Yeah.
It reminds me of V for Vendetta.
Oh, really?
Today
How?
Is a reminder that... No, I don't know. Anyway, just a simple HTML script injection.
Yeah, so this is a...
It's quite worrying that... I mean, this would have probably been present in YouTube since a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't have just randomly presented itself.
Well, you know, these things could be inserted...
It could have been, but...
Yeah, it could have been inserted recently in one of their bug fixes or something, but...
But it seems unlikely.
What was the iTunes hack?
iTunes hack was a phishing hack on the users who somehow stupidly entered their password on some website for a developer, gave the developer their password, and then the developer it was phishing. So it used their account to elevate the rankings of this one book publisher. from Vietnam or something. So both of these are just a little bit of a warning to make sure your passwords are secure, everyone. So please do that.
Alrighty.
That's it for tech news.
Yay.
We're going to move on to other things right now. So, first off, just a reminder that we still want your Informer guest articles. Link will be in the notes about how you can send these in. Remember, these articles can be on anything you want, really. So just send us a proposal and we'll say yes or no, and then you can start writing your article. Last month was our article from Brad regarding RuneScape and fan sites. So,
you could, in fact, make an article about you writing an article.
That could be one, yes. That could be one about writing or something, yeah, definitely. So if you have any ideas, just send them in. Link will be in the show notes to that. You can find that at update.rsbnb.com. Okay, skill of the month for July.
Yay!
Yes. You're winning. You're winning. The skill of the month is ranged. You're winning with 1,055,000 experience.
Oh, I've been waiting for this for so long, Shay. No, not really.
Okay. Second place is AccuWare's Vettel 776 with 742,000 experience. And third is Chris T with 668,000 experience. So, let's see how much XP you got. Yesterday you got about what? How does that sound? 100 and some odd KXP? 110, 115 maybe?
Yeah, just about 100. Not anything more than that.
Okay. Then the other day before that you got just under 200K or so?
Yep. So basically I'm not getting much XP because range is very
easy
to get XP. It is quite, yeah, but when you're chinning, it's not much. So, seriously, come on, guys. You can beat me.
Come on, Chris. You're going really good, then you slow down.
Okay, not Chris. Please don't beat me, Chris. But any of you others, you're free to try.
Why not Chris?
Because he will beat me.
Okay. And how much money do you plan on spending on the skill of the month?
370,000 XP in a day. how much money do I plan on spending? However much it takes. Now, I've already got all the chins, so it's just a matter of using them. I've already got the prayer box as well.
Oh, that's good. How many of those?
600. I don't know if I'll use all of
them. How much did that cost?
A few mil.
Okay.
But that's fine.
Alrighty then.
It's good to have a stack of them.
Yeah, and for all you guys who haven't got XP, go out and get some XP. And I'm noting that 99887 got 3 XP so far. 3.
How do you even do that?
I don't know. But
killed a cow.
Yeah, possibly. Anyone else? Please do get experience in this. So, Steemo, do you have a pick for us?
Yes, I do. It is sarcasticgamer.com. They do podcasts and video game news.
Okay, and how does it... Is it an independent one, or is it owned by anyone, or...?
It's a... it's kind of like RSBNB, just some guys make it, and you can like buy T-shirts and stuff, so they make money for the bandwidth.
You're not just some guys.
Okay, I see. And what consoles do they cover? All of them?
They do Xbox, PS3, Wii, and they sometimes do the computer, but it's very little. It's mostly about the Xbox.
That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. They have... one about the PlayStation, which is my favorite, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, that's good, then. So I assume that they would... Do they do reviews of games as well?
Yes, they do, but they're really sensitive about it because they don't want to get, like, yelled at by people who make the games if they give them a bad review.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, that's something I'd be concerned about, then. But okay.
They make They make parody videos, which are pretty good. For some reason, it's not loading now, the page for it, but still.
Oh, yeah, I see parody videos on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else you want to talk about with Sarcastic Gamer then?
No.
Okay. So if you're a gamer and you want to read some reviews or watch some parodies or gaming news in general, that's sarcasticgamer.com. So, Steemo, what have you been up to this week?
This week I am, RuneScape-wise, I'm just doing some Slayer right now. I'm going to get back to ranging soon. And in real life, I just got back from 2 weeks in Austria.
Okay. What'd you do in Austria?
It was for my German class. We lived with a host family, then we just went in and out of Vienna.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And on RuneScape, what Slayer level are you going to?
I just got 86 this morning, and I'm not really going for a level right now. I'm just making money. Plus, it's just a fun skill to do.
Ah, okay. I think that's a matter of opinion, actually.
Yeah, that's
subjective. More on that later. Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Chief?
I've been lazing about, just, doing some chinning to win the skill of the month, obviously. No doubt about that. I don't think I've been doing too much else. I've been working, doing some work at my usual design place. I wasn't expecting to get any work there these holidays, but I ended up getting it. It was funny because I slept in and my dad came back in his lunch hour from work and woke me up and told me that I had to get out of bed because I was going to work that afternoon. And, I ended up not going that day and I just went the next day. And yeah, anyway, so I'm going back next week and doing a few days. And the only problem is not expecting it. I didn't get any of my homework done. So it's going to be a rush getting all that done next week. And yes, I'm very, very, very busy with these other things to do.
You're only doing it.
I'm going to die, Shane.
Well, you're only doing a few days next week, so the rest can be allocated for your homework.
I want a life. Okay, no, I'll live somehow.
Yes, you will.
I don't think I've been doing too much else, though. I can't remember anything important. Yeah.
No, the power outage was last week.
Yeah.
Okay. As for me, I've just been doing Slayer, which is getting really boring, actually, seeing as 16 tasks have only been Slayer monsters. The rest have just been basic monsters, which... Oh, it's just really boring for me. I don't know why. So, I don't know how much more I'm going to do, but... That's sad, and I don't really see the point, because I'm financially sound as it is, so it's not like I need the money. It's that, and it's kind of discouraging with combat because, combat, once you get to the high levels, is really just a dice roll, You could have fully maxed everything and hit no better than if you had 90s across the board, so. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's the nature of RuneScape. We should just accept that by now, but.
Yeah, no, we should. We should, and I also tried Star Trek Online again, and really it's the same old thing. A little bit of ship combat here and there, a little bit of ground combat here and there. We'll just have to wait until so-called Season 2 comes out to get more non-combat activities, because everything in that game is combat, which really annoys me. So
get some sci-fi farm again.
Yeah, something like that, Yeah, it's nice to be a captain and all, but what about actually fulfilling a role on the ship like a botanist or a barber,
Yeah.
Botanist.
Yeah, okay. Botanist, Like your dad.
He's not.
Well, isn't that what you call a person who likes plants as their hobby?
I suppose, as a hobby.
Yeah. Anyways, aside from that, just working on some website stuff, which I really can't talk about yet, so.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
Exciting.
Dun, dun, exactly.
I
you know what it's about.
Stuff as well, but yeah, yeah.
Anyways, I think that's it for this episode of RSBNB Update, unless anybody else has anything.
No.
No, that is everything.
I can feel the
okie dokie then.
Sorry?
Cue the music.
Yeah, cue the music. It's been RSBNB Update 264 with Lord Steemo, our contest winner.
Goodbye.
And of course, the lovely Chief Snake. We will see you guys all next week.
Aww,
goodbye, everyone.
See ya.
RSBNB is a great podcast. It's now 5. Let's see how long it lasts. Yeah, yeah. RSBNB. Shane and Pika were dedicated. They took the time. Their first podcast were the best in my mind. Yeah, yeah. RSBNBB. And all you ever hear Shane say is no, 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 no. Then Pika left one day. RSBNB. Shane got Brad as a new host. We loved him the most. Yeah, yeah. Every week we get the best cast. RSBNB. How can I put it? We turn you on. Not in a sexual way, but via iTunes. Yeah, yeah. RSBNB. Then one day Brad said, I'm going to have to leave you. Because it had to happen one day. RSBNB. It is now 4.5 years old. Now we lost Brad. Yeah, yeah. Thanks to you. Now we have Brad 2.0. RSBNB. Happy birthday, RSBNB Update. You're the best. Don't ever change. We always listen to the show again and again and again and again. RSBNB has gone through a lot of huge change. Yet it never fails, yeah, yeah, to be the best, 1 hour and 45 minutes, RSBNB, RSBNB, RSBNB.